Hello, Blue Jackets fans. It's time for CBJ Rewind, presented by Kemba Financial Credit Union. Here's Dylan Tyrer with all the big goals, great saves, and post-game comments from yesterday's Jackets game.
Last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets fell 4-3 in overtime to the Toronto Maple Leafs, forcing a Game 5 in their best-of-five Stanley Cup qualifying round series. And it was a game that felt like the Blue Jackets were in charge. They led 3-0 with 4 minutes to go in regulation, but the Maple Leafs came roaring back. The scoring started at 3:58 of the first period with Cam Atkinson's second goal of the postseason to put the Blue Jackets up 1-0.
Leafs are going to keep it in. Justin Hall put it between the circles. Great anticipation by Pierre-Luc Dubois. He picked off that pass, but then as he tried to outlet it, the Leafs stole it right back. Dubois got it again. Up the ice he comes, creating a 2-on-1. Dubois in left wing side, put it in front, and there's a score! Oh, yes, he can! Cam Atkinson picks up that puck and puts it behind Frederick Anderson, and the Blue Jackets have a 1-0 lead.
So the Blue Jackets would lead 1-0 going to the second period, and then at 4:40 of period number two, defenseman Vladislav Gavrikov scored his first of the postseason to make it 2-0.
Now it's Zach Hyman losing it to Alexander Texier. Texier with a backhanded pass to David Savard. Take the slap shot, passes left side. Gavrikov, wrist shot, and he scores! Vladislav Gavrikov puts it in the upper right-hand corner, just like a postage stamp. That's a good bingo! And the Blue Jackets lead 2-0.
So the Blue Jackets were looking for a little bit of insurance in the third period, and they got it from Boone Jenner at 14-18 with his first of the postseason to make it 3-0.
Again, the top line of the Toronto Maple Leafs is back out on the ice. Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews, John Tavares. And Nick Foligno trying to make a steal for Morgan Rielly. He does. Finds Boone Jenner in, and he scores! It's just one of those things that makes you go Boone! Boone Jenner gives the Blue Jackets a 3-0 lead.
So it looked like the Blue Jackets were in the driver's seat, but as I said, with 4 minutes to go, the comeback was on for Toronto. At 16:05, William Nylander scored to make it 3-1. Then at 16:54, John Tavares scored to make it 3-2. Then, with the goalie pulled and 22.2 seconds remaining in regulation, Zach Hyman scored to tie the game at 3-3 and send things to overtime. Then, with 6 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the extra period and the Maple Leafs on the power play, Austin Matthews scored to win the game by a final score of 4-3. After the game, Atkinson talked about what the Blue Jackets have to focus on going into Sunday in Game 5.
It's a series for a reason. They clearly wanted it more than us. It is what it is. I thought for the most part we played a really good game, so take the positives, move on, and be ready to go for Sunday.
So for a series as wild as this one has been, it's only fitting that we're going to a Game 5. Things will be decided Sunday at 8. The pregame coverage will start at 7 on the Eldorado Gaming Scioto Downs Blue Jackets Radio Network. With your Game 4 CBJ Rewind, I'm Dylan Tyrer.